Okay, first show, and I'm back with Chris Moore.
Yeah, we're just testing the volumes.
We just
and the levels.
A little bit of a level check. Hey, Ben.
Good. How about you?
Tired.
Tired.
Yeah. Sick and tired.
Sick and tired. Dog tired.
There's no way to talk about the partner.
There's not. I can't help myself though, Nick.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah. Woof, woof.
Right, let's see how that went.
Hi guys, listeners. Good to be back. It's obviously Nick Elliott on the Nick Elliott podcast.
Obviously.
And we're doing a brand new show with the lunatic that is, and the legend that is Chris Moore.
Well, that's very kind of you, young Nicholas.
What, the lunatic bit or the legend?
The lunatic bit.
Oh, well, I think, yes. That's...
Away with the fairies.
Well, I think that's a bit of a status symbol, isn't it?
Do you think so?
Yeah, if you're a lunatic.
Yeah, or on the grass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're out of it, ain't you?
I think so. I think that's a fair summation of where I'm at
a fair
stage
what?
Of my life. About anything.
A fair what, did
a
you say?
A fair summation.
A summation.
That's another word for you. By the way, I heard you use a very good word on your last podcast.
Really?
You know, I can't remember
what
it was.
What was that? Hello?
That no, that's got two syllables. No, what was the word? I can't remember. It'll come to me. But it was a very good word. And I thought, crikey, Nick is very eloquent these days.
Oh, Chris, coming from you, man, that's a bit
well,
of a...
Yeah, it was a wordsmith's word.
Really?
And I should have to think about it, yeah.
Oh, I don't know what that would be.
Oh, it was something...
Bollocks?
that's a bit Anglo-Saxon. No, it was a little bit more, how can I put it, refined.
Really?
Yes.
Don't you consider bollocks to be very refined?
No. I wouldn't call that a refined...
No.
Matron. Come on, let's get on with it. Let's get on with it, Nick.
Anyway,
messing about.
Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you, Nicholas. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Been all right.
Have you been all right?
Yeah. No, not really. Today I've got a bit of an iffy back. But I think you've got an iffy back, ain't you?
We always seem to have iffy backs.
I know. I don't know what it is.
We must stop meeting like this, Nick.
Do you think?
It's that game of Twister we did.
At the back clinic.
Can you imagine if we both turned up to the back clinic?
God, how's teeth?
Oh, blimey, that'd be awful.
What a nonsense.
Every walking on, hold hand on their backs, you know.
Dear, it's like... Sometimes making these shows, it's a bit like an afternoon at a care home, isn't
it?
You know what I mean?
Well, we've had our pizza.
Yeah.
We're having our intake of Coke.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola.
Okay.
So Coca-Cola, for the listeners.
All right, okay, Coke. Yeah. No pair of the shit.
No pair of the shit, no.
Right.
And we got some Belgian buns there.
I thought you wanted a bit of a treat.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of a Belgian bun.
It's a one-stop Belgian bun as well.
Indeed. What have the Belgians ever done for us?
Well, I don't know. I know what the Romans have done for us.
What did they do?
They did the viaducts.
Yeah. Roads.
Legal system.
Legal system?
Yeah, yeah.
That was the Romans, was
yeah,
it?
It was, yeah.
What, do as you're told or you're in that, with the lions?
Yes, that's it, yeah. And
okay.
Aqueducts and
yeah.
Water systems and hypercoast.
Yeah, they've got it going on, haven't they?
They were
the old Romans.
Quite good with the Romans.
Mm, they yeah. were. What about the Belgians?
Well, cakes.
Ah, yeah. Belgian what, buns.
Belgian buns. Belgian
Eddie
berms.
Merckx.
Belgian berms, yes.
Eddie Merckx. Merckx yeah. Cyclist.
Yeah. Yeah.
A word I can't say.
Go on.
Hercule Poirot.
Poirot.
That's the guy.
He was Belgian, wasn't he?
He was.
Of course he was, yes. Yeah, I like a bit of Poirot, actually.
So I can't think of anything.
No.
Can
well,
you?
No. Well, beer. Belgian beer.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Chocolate. You wouldn't know. Of course you'd know.
No, I didn't. Do they make Belgian beer?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Is that a bit...
It's
up
like,
there, is
it's
it?
Like a lagery type.
Is
very,
it?
Very light beer.
No, I wouldn't know about that.
Yeah.
I know I bought some French cigarettes in Belgium.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I would just went in, crossed over the border from France into Belgium because I couldn't get the cigarettes that I wanted in France, would you believe?
Yeah.
So I drove to fucking Belgium.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Just to get cigarettes.
Just to get cigarettes.
What you do for your art, Nick.
They are. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an urge.
Is it? Yep.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what it is, Chris. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, urge-wise, not sure.
Yeah? Well, It was one of mine, anyway.
One of your urges.
So yeah. I thought, well, I'll drive into Belgium to do it.
Well, why not? Somebody's got to nick.
In, get the tabs, out.
And out.
So that was my experience of Belgium.
What do I remember about Belgium? The little place, or a little square, I think they call it. Belgium. So it's a square.
Have you been? You've obviously been.
I've been to Belgium, and I've seen that Atomian thing. What's that?
No idea.
Great building with balls on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyone we know?
No. It's sort of a physics model thing. Great big building.
Oh, okay, no. Yeah,
I can't remember what it's called.
I'm a little bit uneducated
so
on buildings with big balls.
Well, I know it had big balls and it stands tall.
Right, okay.
But other than that...
Well, I've heard that said.
Yeah. Nice girl.
Yeah. Fun girl. <Yeah. But what have you been up to? Tell us about what you've been doing, Chris.
Well, I've finished my latest book.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So that's called A Teacher's Trip.
Oh, right.
I think there is also a title before that, which escapes me. So A Teacher's Trip is the sort of subtitle of it.
Okay.
It's basically a narrative poem. So it's a long poem.
Yep.
And it goes about 120 pages of just ramblings, really.
And is that a one poem from start to finish is the book?
From start to finish is the book.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a little bit different to what I've normally done, but I had fun doing it.
And that's done now?
It's done, so I'm looking for a publisher. Any publishers out there wanting to take on a budding poet, please be
in contact. Somebody else.
Thanks for that.
Because we haven't seen each other since Christmas, no, have we? No, before we Christmas.
No, it was before Christmas.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I remember it was a very dark, old, wintry day, weren't it, weren't we?
Yeah, at least we're beginning to show signs of moving away from that weather.
Yeah.
But it is bitterly cold today.
It is. Cold enough for a 3-speed walking stick.
Yeah, you've got all this repertoire.
Oh, this nonsense out there. Oh. It really is. But obviously, you know, we're going to kind of make a bit of a deal on it. And that's the death of poor Steve Wright, Radio 2's presenter.
Wasn't that awful? Wicked. One of my radio heroes, and I gather one of yours.
Yeah, he certainly played a big part in my life. I mean, my dad was a huge fan, He listened to him most days. And certainly always did the Sunday morning love song show.
Yeah.
I did a little bit of that, but I thought, to be honest, over the past kind of 12, 18 months, I think it slipped off a bit. The playlist wasn't what it was before. I don't know, you know, if you'd agree with that, really.
The Sunday morning love show thing, I never really
didn't you bother
into that.
Not okay,
really, it was a bit for me. It was a bit too sweet and
okay,
and
gushy, yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah,
it was his early work that I particularly liked, as we were saying earlier. So the sort of zoo format,
yeah,
which is a style of radio broadcasting that was developed in America,
yeah,
and he popularised it over here. You know, the sort of noises left the centre, big groups of people, all this clapping business.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheering, whooping, and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
It's called the zoo format.
Right.
Because it's uncontrollable. You don't know what's going to happen. At least that's the idea.
Okay.
In actual fact, Steve Wright scripted it and planned it down to the nth degree.
Yeah. Apparently he was always, always working. Always working.
Yeah. Absolute meticulous planner. But played some good stuff, and the show moved so well. It was seamless, wasn't it? I used to love it. And I think what I'd do, I'm not saying I'd get anywhere near him, but I admired his way of presenting.
Yeah.
You know, along with other greats, but we're talking about Steve Wright at the moment. It was just a shame how he just disappeared. I think he gave up the ghost, really. I think he was left heartbroken.
Well, I mean, conversation we had off mic, didn't we, earlier on? You were saying that's the kind of general report on his death or the reason for it.
Haven't given any reason for him to die. So all they said was that he felt absolutely bereft and he died of a broken heart.
I can understand that.
Which is an expression, I know, but I think it rings true.
Well, they reckon you can, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they reckon you can. I mean, it's, well, I listened to the, I think it was probably a day or two after, might have been the day after, I listened to Radio 2 all day. I was in the studio that day, and I listened to it all day from Vernon Kay and people like that. And the woman who does the morning show, I don't know who that is. I can't remember. No. Is that Joe Wiley? I don't know.
No, it wasn't Joe Wiley.
No. No. And it was a really, really good tribute to the man. And I found it really upsetting, Chris. Mm. I really did. I shed quite a few tears on the back of it. I thought it was absolutely terrible.
Yeah, but he certainly had a unique place. I don't know if you remember it, way back when they used to have Radio 1 road shows.
Yep.
Whenever they were in the area, I would try and get to them.
Oh, right.
And I saw Steve Wright.
Oh, did you?
And there was a guy who knew how to work an audience as well.
Mm.
Excuse me.
Was that in Boston?
No, no.
No. well, I never got to one of them, actually. But hang on a minute. I think I did. I think I probably caught a bit of one of those on the Isle of Wight one year. It was Edmonds, Niall Edmonds.
Right, yeah, and they used to go to Seaside all over the summer season. You know, they would go from Seaside.
Yeah, they were good, weren't they?
And I think I can remember one at Hastings, because I lived in Tunbridge at the time.
Yeah.
So that's just a trip down the road, really. Yeah, and he worked the crowd there. You know, he really did.
So you caught that, the Radio 1 roadshow in Hastings?
Hastings,
right.
It was, yeah. And, yeah, so there's a guy who could work within the confines of a studio, basically on his own, and also entertain the crowds out on the outside as well. Mm. So he was an all-round sort of good guy, really. Well,
actually, on this particular show, or that particular day when I listened to BBC Radio 2, they brought back a lot of the characters, Mr. Angry and some of these people. A couple of those guys that actually played those characters still work for the BBC.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. Radio 2.
Yeah.
You know, which I thought was quite interesting, but... I mean, they played some of his favourite tracks, and which I don't know. I mean, there was quite a few that you thought were good, but then you thought that some of them was a strange choice that they played that was his like top 20, if you want to call it that.
Yeah,
you know. But everybody, even Jeremy Wine, oh, I can't stand that cretin.
He thinks I live you too, Nick.
I know he does. Yeah. He was saying only the other week.
Yeah.
I listened to that, which I never listened to that bloody show. But the first hour, I think it was hour or half hour, was dedicated to Steve Wright.
Mm.
You know, and it was a really good tribute. And he literally broke down. He couldn't talk at all. He was literally crying his eyes out when he was talking many times about it, you know. The guy's obviously been a massive, massive loss.
Well, you've got to put him in the bracket of people like Roscoe, Kenny Everett, John Peel.
Yeah, I agree.
Bob Harris.
I agree.
You know, great broadcasters. Mm. Take something like Bob Harris, you know, Whispering Bob Harris, as he was called. Always spoke very quietly and very jazz-like, you know, that type of thing.
Mm.
Complete contrast to Steve Wright, who was very loud and brash and shouty. But the two worked.
Yeah.
They're two different styles.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I think for me, though, Chris, one of the things that kind of bothered me was it was another part of what made this country great at the time gone.
Mm.
You know?
Well, but Radio 1 was a response to Radio The Pirates, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you'd got Radio Caroline, which is still, we were talking about this as well. Radio Caroline is still going, but not as a pirate now. They're a fully legit radio station. But back in the 60s through the 70s, certainly mid to late 60s, they were broadcasting in international waters.
Yeah.
Just off the jurisdiction of Britain.
So, yeah.
So they could basically send the messages out. And Caroline was just one of many. So North Sea International.
London.
The Big L, as it was called. Yeah. Loads of them out there. Essex was one. Another one, yeah.
I think, did Steve Wright start on, was he on Caroline or was he on...
He was certainly on one of the pirate stations. I'm not sure which one.
I thought I did hear that.
Yeah. They all started out
Luxembourg?
That way. could have... Luxembourg, I think he was with Luxembourg, but that wasn't the Pirates.
Oh, wasn't it?
No, that came in actually from Luxembourg.
Did it really?
Yeah, it was a legit one.
I never knew that.
Yeah, that was fully legit. But you knew it was Luxembourg because Signal would go in...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And out.
Yeah, it? Up and down like a bride's nighty. Yeah. It was.
one way of putting it.
That was the technical term.
Yes, well, yeah. What's the untechnical term?
You couldn't get the bastard.
But I used to love those pirate radios.
Oh, Christ, man. That was my upbringing. Yeah. It was my history.
You know, you felt, well, I don't know about you, but I felt just a little bit naughty by listening to them because I knew it was illegal, you know.
Did you really?
Yeah,
no,
I did.
It never bothered me, that kind of thing. No.
I'm breaking the law here.
No. It's funny because I've got a story about that. Actually, I think it was a Dutch station, a radio station called Radio Siegel.
Yes.
Do you know Siegel?
Well, not personally.
Okay.
Oh, I've heard she's a nice lady.
Yeah. But you got to watch her with the chips.
Yes.
Because they lay your chips.
They do lay
out of the bag.
Chip. They are partial.
I did a show, actually, with them people.
Did you?
Yeah, because they still have the pirate ship.
Really?
Yeah. But that it's docked. They can't, yeah, you know, they take it out once a year or something. Mm. It has to go 20, 22 miles on side of the...
Yeah.
The demarcation line or something like that. Yeah, that was a good gig. It was. I never really listened to the station, but they looked after me and we did a nice show. It was really good. As an exhibition, not a radio show.
But Caroline's still got their Ross Revenge ship.
Are they really?
As in dry dock. They're always appealing for funds to keep it going.
Yeah.
Occasionally they'll do an offshore broadcast from there. You know.
But it costs stupid money to take it out, to move it.
Crazy money.
Absolutely stupid money. But no, I miss those kind of days, really.
So do I, Nick, so do I.
You know, I mean, again, Radio 2, I don't know, I don't listen to it that much.
No, me neither.
I think it's a little kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Very acceptable.
Yeah,
with the masses,
it
you know.
Challenge.
No,
at all, does it?
There's no, well, definitely no Steve Wrights, Everetts, you know, Roscoe's, them kind of people.
No.
It's no longer for me must listen to radio.
No.
Is
well,
it?
I have to admit that I still listen to Radio 1.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What now?
I'm well outside the demographics there.
Bugger me.
Because it's aimed at sort of 18 to 23 year olds or even younger, probably.
Who's on Radio 1?
Well, that's what I'm going to say to you. I couldn't tell you the name of any of the presenters at all.
No.
Because they don't seem to work like that anymore. There's about four or five on one show.
Is there really?
Yeah, just basically chatting away with each other. It doesn't work, I don't think. But, you know, I'd rather have that than Radio 2.
Christ, man, I know. I can't remember the last time I listened to Radio 1.
Mm.
No. I mean, the playlist is...
Well, the music is
desperate,
pretty
isn't it?
Grim, pretty grim. But so why, I ask myself, am I listening to it? I think I'd rather listen to that than Radio 2.
Really?
Yeah, unless it's a like specialist show on Radio 2, like Johnny Walker.
Yeah,
he would do a good rock show on Radio 2. Great, great listening. And he started at Radio 1, and before that he was a pirate as well.
Yeah, he was.
And you know, you do get your specialist shows, but the general run of the mill, like Vernon Kay, nah, not for me.
No, I agree. I think his accent's good, and I think he's a nice chap.
I'm sure he is. Yeah.
But you know, is he a music man? No,
not really. No.
And
when you think of what they're doing, they're not doing any DJing as such.
No.
It's all on a computer.
Yeah,
and they're just speaking, you know, every now and again. I could do it.
No, well, it was really that week when, you know, Steve Wright passed that I listened to a little bit, Vernon Kay mostly, because by the time you get to a kind of 11 o'clock, I've probably had enough of it.
Mm.
And certainly when it gets to Jeremy Wine, that's got to go.
You don't like him, do you?
Not at all. It's a nonsense show, isn't it? It's a nonsense show. Because and the reason I say that, Chris, is he winds everything up. What people want to say.
Oh, yeah, he's a good wind-up.
You know, but then nothing ever gets done about it. He moves on to another subject tomorrow, and nothing gets done about piss all with it. You just bring in and have a grizzle, you know.
He does it, you can hear it clinking along, can't
you?
Oh,
Christ, man.
Yeah.
And I think he's quite an irritating geezer anyway, to be honest, I do.
Who was that one that got taken off the telly? A similar sort of guy. His name escapes me. Because he gave one of his guests a hard time, and a few days after that, this bloke took his life.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't know you.
Oh, my goodness.
Who are you talking about?
Sort of a shock man who was on the TV a lot. Oh, I don't know.
No.
I can't think of his name now. But, yeah, that was... it's just gone.
Yeah. No, was it one of these kind of morning programmes?
Yeah, on
where,
the TV.
You know.
I'll probably think of it when we're talking about something else.
My boyfriend shagged me mother
and then
went to be grandma. And
on the telly, and he's got had his own security men, because he's always going to end up in a fight.
I know what you mean. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. American guy. Do you mean him? American guy?
The American bloke did a version of it, but this is the British version.
Kilroy Silk?
No. Good try. But no. It'll come to us, Nick.
Okay.
Any listeners out there, text your answers to...
Radio 2.
Radio 2,
BBC.
Yeah, let them know.
Vernon Kay.
Absolutely. Care of. Yeah, but good old Steve Wright, eh?
Yeah, I think it's wickedly sad. And like I say, I think it's a... such a big part of broadcasting, Chris, which will never ever come back.
No, it won't. No, it's you wouldn't get the personalities to be like that anymore.
No, you got nothing. Even if these people are found, you know, they're not allowed to actually create what they want to do.
Well, it's almost like now the skill is taken away from a music person. It's now, if you're a personality, you know, like if you're on the TV, you can be a radio disc jockey.
Yeah.
So Graham Norton, he's not a DJ. He's not, in
my opinion. I can't stand the bloke.
No, I'm not.
I can't stand the guy.
I'm not over-impressed with him.
I really can't.
No. Steve, was the other guy.
He's one of the most highly paid people on TV.
But why?
That guy.
Why? I don't know.
Graham bloody Norton.
Yeah.
Dear, oh dear.
Chris Evans.
I never used to mind a bit of Evans, to be honest.
No, but what...
TFI Friday and that were bloody brilliant.
Well, that was on the TV, wasn't it? Yeah. And then he went into radio and he bought his own radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then lost it, didn't
then
he?
Lost it.
Yeah. Is he on?
He's on. I think he's on Virgin. I think it is still there.
Is it still there?
I think Virgin is.
Right, okay. No, I wouldn't know, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Oh, all these reminiscences.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I say, I think that's what's made it so sad. You know, it's just another part of this country that was really good that's gone.
Yeah.
It's bloody gone.
Yeah. Of course, we could have AI presenters, couldn't we?
Well.
Why not have that? A computer that voices like Steve Wright. There you go.
No, I don't think so, do you?
No.
I don't think so. I tell you, I was quite surprised on the tribute day, the amount of truck drivers that actually came on onto the various shows and said, oh, he's been my mate for God knows how long, you know, when I've been driving around, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. Yes, he's going to be missed.
Yeah.
Bless him.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. And I think, I think because he was such an important part of growing up, wasn't he? He was.
Yeah.
You know, you whacked it on at 2 o'clock for a bit of Steve Wright, or Steve Shite, as I used to call it, in the afternoon. You know, and it was well worth listening to, weren't
it? Yes, it was.
It was.
Yeah.
You know, even when he had his kind of real life guests in, they were always, he had some mean people on, you know.
Well, people, you know, he had certain gravitas, didn't he? People would actually go to him.
Well, it was a bit of a Parkinson, weren't it, type of thing?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, it was.
You know, if you went on Steve Wright, it was similar to going on Parky.
Yeah, because you got your voice out there. And he was just a very accommodating gentleman.
It was.
A master of the airwaves.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. And you're more than qualified to say that, Chris. I think for the years of presenting and you've done on radio.
I do it out of interest, Nick. I don't do it out
of... Yeah, but you're very good at it.
No.
You are very good at it.
I enjoy doing it.
Mm. But you are very, very good at it.
Very kind of you. But nowhere near these guys. No, nowhere near the true greats of mine.
Mm.
I wouldn't want to be because I look up to these guys.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, that it's a little hobby I have, and it keeps me interested, you know.
Always good to be interested, Chris.
Oh, I love a bit of interest, meaning.
You can't beat it.
Yeah, you can't beat a bit of interest.
You can't. You've got to be interested.
Look at what you might have won.
Yeah, indeed.
Do you remember Jim Bowen?
I love Jim Bowen, yeah, I did.
On those that darts game, well, bullseye,
that's
it. And then the poor contestants, they got nothing. He says, look what you might have won. They had this great speedboat.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to do with
which
that?
Which was well handy if you lived in Coventry.
Exactly.
You know.
And the other one I used to like was Sail of the Century. Do you remember that? Nicholas Parsons.
Nicholas Parsons.
From Norwich.
Yeah, that's it.
It's the quiz of the week.
He was a big motorcyclist, though, that guy, you know.
He was a big what?
Motorcyclist.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
He got some mean bikes, yeah.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
All I can remember is that these things that you had to put the price on. It's very little there. Electric can opener.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when having an electric can opener was, was a crowd drawer, wasn't it? It was.
It's funny to watch those programmes back to see the technology that amazed me.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
Oh, dearie me. And you had to put the value on it, you know. Oh, it's funny.
No, I didn't really watch that much.
You should have done it. It was from Norwich.
It was from Norwich.
It was the quiz of the week.
It was the quiz of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. No expense spared.
Well, I think there was.
Yeah. Or no expense actually paid out.
No expense
out.
At all.
No, funny issue, if we were on about him, I was talking to somebody about him only the other day.
Mm.
And did you know that he was the voice of Tex Tucker, which was one of the very early Gerry Anderson puppet?
Really?
Yeah, he was the voice.
God, I didn't know that.
He was the voice.
It's amazing what you learn on this podcast.
It is.
Crikey.
Yeah, it was only a couple of days ago, I think, I was talking to somebody about that, about Gerry Anderson and, Thunderbirds and all the rest of it.
Yeah, Joe 90.
Oh, you know, all that stuff. And,
Who did you want to be in the Thunderbirds?
Always Scott.
You was always Scott?
Always Scott.
Guess what I was?
No idea.
Virgil.
Really?
I used to love that great big Thunderbird 2.
Really?
Yeah, so that's the one I like the look of. I felt sorry for Alan. Because he was stuck up there and out of space, isn't he?
No, that was John.
Oh, that was John, wasn't it?
That was John. Alan flew Thunderbird 3.
All right.
He just used to dep in where he was needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, brains.
That's it, yeah.
He was good. Lady Penelope.
I loved them.
I used to love her.
Loved them, man. They changed my life, me and my brother, Thunderbirds did.
Lady Penelope, I used to love... This is sad, isn't it? Falling in love with a puppet.
And no, I can relate to that.
And the other, what's the cartoon lady that I used to like? Wacky Races.
Yeah, Penelope Pitstop.
Penelope Pitstop. Oh, I like Penelope Pitstop.
Really?
Yeah.
Got a bit of thing about...
I just know little old Penny. Me's going to be all right. And I'd say my ex-wife, she used to do a perfect imitation of that.
Did she really?
So, yeah.
Was that one of these special Saturday nights that you used to have in?
Yes.
Bit of a bark, though, tying her hands and feet with string, isn't it?
No, yeah. Little on me.
Must be a bit of a drag. Takes so long.
Yeah.
Kind of go off the idea,
if
don't
you're listening,
you?
Roz, I remember.
Happy days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm crying at the thought of that. Oh, dear.
Dear, oh, dear. Is it dark side to you, Chris Moore?
I think there might well be.
Goodness me.
And what about that rabbit as well? There's a rabbit, isn't there?
Jessica.
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
You know, I was talking to a guy. We did a podcast on Sunday with a director-producer that's working on the film that I've been working on, Chris Smith. And he big time in the Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Well, nice figure.
Stone me, though. You're not real.
Well, real enough inside the head.
Chris, what? You're in a worse mess than I thought.
Me, yeah.
Hold on. Of
course, you're going to make me cough.
Oh, dear. I'll join in.
Well. I think on the back of that and...
on the back of it.
Indeed.
Nick, calm down.
I think it was you tying your wife up with string to make her arms and legs move. Yet with Penelope...
Puppet on a string.
Yeah. Lady Penelope vibe going on.
Lady Penelope, yeah. And I'm Parker, of course.
No, it's took me off on another place, that has, Chris.
Yes, my lady.
It's took me off on another place. Has it? It really has. Fetch the rolls.
I'm a nice boy, really. Yeah, fetch the rolls. Don't forget the butter, dear.
Anyway, for now, we're going to sign off because I'm going to bet to have a cough. So you don't want to hear a lot of that. So we're going to say that was a small tribute to Steve Wright.
Yeah.
The legend radio presenter. It's our version of it. But you'll be missed, Steve, big time.
Too right. And very well said, sir.
Thank you. For now, we'll catch you later in the next show. Lots of love. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.